We continue our series this morning on the blessed, and the title of today's sermon is Salt and Light. And the text can be taken from the book of Matthew chapter 5, from verses 13 to 16. Matthew chapter 5, from verses 13 to 16. And I just read. You are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. I realize that whenever light is absent, it results in darkness. Wherever spiritual light is absent, it results in spiritual darkness. We know that God is light. The scriptures tell us that. And there's no darkness in him at all. God is light. There's no darkness. The only time that God might or can be absent in anyone's life is when sin is present. Because God and sin, they don't work together. So wherever you find sin, God is not likely to be there, because he's a holy God. And then we know that sin, or, you know, they use the word disobedience, came through one man. And so sin spread into the world. In other words, because of disobedience to God. So, everyone that is born into the world is born into spiritual darkness. It does not matter where you were born or how you were born or when you were born. Everyone, because we've all inherited that nature of sin. So the high, the mighty, the low, if you permit me to use that word, everyone has been born into spiritual darkness. And I like the way Proverbs 4:19, you know, captures it. Proverbs 4:19 says, the way of the wicked is like total darkness. They have no idea what they are stumbling over. The wicked here is somebody who is disobedient to God. So when you read anything about the wicked, it's not the guy who is shooting people on the streets. He inclusive, but anyone who disobeys God is regarded as wicked. But I know that we are in a world where things are very fast-paced. You know, what we have now, 2021, you know, go back 30, 40 years, a lot of advancement has been made. You know, all these things we're dealing with now, you know, technology and, you know, healthcare, you know, a lot of advancement. Man has made, been everywhere. They've been to the sun, to the moon, wherever. So you might be asking, that how can you be talking about spiritual darkness when man has made such advancement? And that's a logical question to ask. But I want us to look at it from this perspective this morning. We first of all need to understand that everything that man has done so far, and you know, we're beneficiaries of it, we use it, and we thank God for that. But all these things, they're a means to an end. They're not the real stuff. They just help us. The question we need to ask ourselves is, what is going to be the likely outcome of all this advancement? Technology, you know, healthcare, research is being made all over to improve. You look at the statistics. Mental health is on the increase. Mental health is on the increase. Even they say now, and I reject that, that one in two, I quickly say reject before I announce the thing. One in two will have cancer. That's their own statistics. So I reject that one. I reject it for you, for your household, for your loved ones, for our community, for our nation. But it's not looking good. Pumping money into security, and yet all kinds of things are going on. I popped in to see my neighbor 3 days back, about 2 or 3 days back. They delivered a parcel for her, but she was not in, so they dropped it at our end. And I asked my son to pop in there in the morning to drop it. She's quite elderly, she must be in her 90s. You know, and we normally would go and, you know, fellowship with her until the COVID thing happened, and we haven't seen much of each other. So he popped in there, no response. You know, she didn't say she was traveling. I know her son comes in every now and again. So at night I went on, you know, a stroll, and as I was coming back, I saw light in the house. I thought, okay, this is a good time. So I went in, brought the parcel and knocked on her door. I saw her. Well, of course, elderly people. She ran into the living room. She went to check the window, which is normal, standard, because it's a bit dark. So I was, you know, beckoning to her from the next door, you know, just come to her. So she came out eventually. And she said, "Who are you?" I said, "Grandma, is me from next door." But a bit dark, she's quite elderly, you know, so I give allowance. And then eventually she now realized, oh, you know, sorry, you know, said, you know, "I've been very terrified." I said, "Terrified? What's the problem?" She said she had the news. You know, I'm very bad with news, really. I don't really listen to news. She said, "You know, did I not hear about the young lady that they killed? They arrested, raped, and killed. That, what kind of world are we living in? What kind of world are we living in?" And I said, "Yeah, I think I had it, you know, when it first happened, but I didn't know that they had taken the guy to court and they had sentenced him." You know, she said, "So she's really, really terrified." She said, "You know, can I pop into your end if I need to?" I said, "Of course, you know that, Grandma. You know, we're just next door. You can always, you know." But she could tell she was very, you know, shaken by the news she had. says, well, she's not opening her doors to anybody. I said, I understand that. Then, you know, we kind of found a way to lighten the mood. And then she said, you know, can you see my walking stick? So I then looked at it, okay. She said, I brought it in case it was anybody that, I'm a grandma. Have mercy on me. I'm just from next door. She said, boom. I said, but that's what we're dealing with. That's the pressure that people are faced with. So it's not getting better. And you can say that living in rebellion, living in sin, living in disobedience to God is equivalent to living in spiritual darkness. That's what it is. That's what it is. You know, 100 times zero, you know, I'm still a bit good with mathematics. 100 times zero is zero. Keep upping the numbers. Keep making the, you know, advancement. 5,000 times zero is still zero. We're talking about the outcome now. You know, 5 million times zero is still zero. As long as darkness is prevalent, as long as light is not present, the outcome is going to be zero. And that's why God sent the man Apostle Paul to the Gentiles in the book of Acts, that he should go to the Gentiles, that he should go and open their eyes so they can turn from darkness to light, so that they can receive forgiveness from God and they have their place with the people of God. And I like John 9, 39 to 41, if you don't mind putting that on the screen for us, please. John chapter 9, verses 39 to 41. Jesus was having a conversation with a man that was born blind. We know the story, but that's not where we're going now. You know, she was having this conversation with this man. And Jesus told him something. He says, I came into this world to render judgment. I like the way Jesus is, he picks his words very carefully. He says, I came into this world to render judgment, to give sight to the blind, and to show those who think they see that they are blind. Very straightforward. But of course, you know the Pharisees. Are you saying we are blind? Is that what you are saying? That we are blind? And again, there might be one or two people who are here today who are not quite sure of where you are. I think it's a moment of decision for you. This is Jesus speaking, and it's not, you know, we're just reading what he says. He says, I have come, I've entered this world to render judgment, to give sight to the blind, and to show those who think they see that they are blind. Which means that everybody is blind. But then these guys came up with that issue. Are you saying that we are blind? But the way Jesus answered, you know, he says, if you are blind, you are not going to be guilty. But you remain guilty because you claim you can see. Still saying the same thing. In other words, if you accept the verdict of God this morning, that you are blind, that you have been walking against God, that you are a sinner, then God says to you this morning that you're no longer going to be guilty because help is on the way. God will forgive you if you truly repent of your sins and you come to Him. He will, provided you admit. But these guys refused to. And He said to them, you remain guilty because you claim you can see and you can't. Jesus then says, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness. And that the light that I give you will lead you to life, eternal life. If you decide to follow me, because I am the light of the world. Please underline that word, follow. If you decide to follow me, then you have the light. And that light will ensure that you don't walk in darkness. It will lead you to life. But you must follow. In other words, you must have faith in Jesus. Repent of your sins. Ask him to forgive you. Put your faith in Christ Jesus and follow him. But I look at it, and I what I see about light is that it's a huge responsibility. It's not a title. I am the light of the world. It's not a title. Because light does quite a number of things. Light exposes. Light reveals. Light will lead. Light will defend. Light will attract. Light does quite a number of things. So when God says that you are the light of the world, it comes with responsibility. And we've been talking about darkness just now, which means that we're in a battle. We're in a battle. Let's not think that, you know, because at times we look at things from a very physical, life is battle. This is battle, a spiritual battle going on. And can I encourage you, my brothers and my sisters? Let us take prayer very seriously. You know, Daniel, in the Bible, it was in the place of prayer that God revealed things to him. There was darkness waging war. It was in the place of prayer that God revealed, and God didn't reveal it to everybody. So when you are not there when we are praying, don't worry, I'm speaking to myself. I speak to myself first before I speak to you. You know, I speak to myself first. Because, you know, we've been there. But please let us keen. God has put us in this community for a reason. God doesn't do things accidentally. You're in this assembly. You're a member of this assembly for a reason. To wage war against darkness. Your seat will not be empty. In the name of Jesus. Please let us, my children, we all, even the one in uni, he plugs in there. I'll be doing them a great disservice if I'm not introducing them to these things. They know. The younger ones, if they like, they can sleep. They sleep in between. That's fine. Just sit down. Let's be doing it together. But we have to get everybody involved. We only meet for, you know, 1 hour or 1 hour, if I remember, every Friday. Please put that in your diary. Let's come. Wage war. Push back darkness from our families, from our communities, from our nation. If it goes wrong in this nation, we will pay for it. But Ephesians 5, 1 to 11, I want us to read that together. Ephesians 5, 1 to 11. Ephesians 5, 1 to 11. We have a bit of time. I'll just read through quickly and then. It says, imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love. Follow the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such things have no place among God's people. Obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes. These are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. You can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is an idolater, worshipping the things of this world. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins. For the anger of God will fall on all who disobey him. Don't participate in the things these people do. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. What I see here is to live in the light requires us to imitate God. But you cannot imitate the one that you can't see. And that's why followership is very important. But imitate him in two different ways from what we have read here. The first way that God wants us to imitate him is to imitate him by loving others and loving him. You know, God never, ever gives up on anybody. God wants us to extend that love to other people. It's so, so important. I mean, I read it and I was thinking, you know, there are adjustments that I need to make. I don't know about you, but, you know, that's... Pastor says, you know, we should do mark our script. I mark my own, Pastor. I mark my own script because I know. At this level, I don't want to be deceiving myself. You know, I don't want to. I think I've gotten past that level now. God helping me. So there are some adjustments I need to make. No. There are adjustments. Instantly, the Holy Spirit begins to tell me this. And this and this. We act under the care. We don't know. We're not bothered. Mm-mm. Romans 12, I think he was saying, but don't just say that you love. You must really show it. We must show that we really, really, really love God's people. And that we love God. So imitate God that way. And then the second way he wants us to imitate God is to ensure that we have a zero tolerance for sin. Sin is, you know one thing I can say about sin? Sin could be very attractive. Yes. It's not something that you say, oh, please. No, it could be. In fact, most times it is. And that's why we must really have that zero tolerance like God has. No to sin. You know, they say to us that we are the salt of the earth. And I looked at it. You know, the reason why we are the salt of the earth is because we have a treasure inside of us. That treasure is the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we will be as bland as nothing. He is the one who makes the difference. It's the Holy Spirit. Without Him, who are we? But because we have the Holy Spirit inside of us, we must be careful. We must be careful to ensure that we preserve what we have. We must not grieve the Holy Spirit. We grieve the Holy Spirit, we lose our flavor. He's the one who gives us the flavor anyway. We grieve the Holy Spirit, we lose our flavor. And there are just two areas I want us to focus on as I begin to finish up. The first area that we need to focus on is our speech. I think the book of Colossians was talking about it. That our speech seasoned with salt, seasoned with grace. We live in a broken world. So God will bring people. You know, we are light. We are the light. So we would attract. But as people come, let our conversations be seasoned with grace. Words that will encourage. The message of hope. Not words that can tear down. That is what the Holy Spirit wants us to release to people. But do you know what? It starts from home. It starts from our home. If we can't do it at home, we can't do it outside. We can't. So we need to go back to the drawing board. That our words seasoned with grace. How can I be an encouragement to you? And how can this church be an encouragement to our community? And the second bit, as we finish, John chapter 9, from verses 4 to 5. You can please put that up for us, please. John chapter 9, verses 4 to 5. Jesus says, we must quickly carry out the tasks assigned us by the one who sent us. The night is coming, and then no one can walk. But while I am here in the world, I am the light of the world. Sir, there's an urgency. We must quickly carry out the tasks that has been assigned to us. The task of being the light. Am I carrying out that task? Are you carrying out that task? See, because night cometh that no man can walk. It says, but as long as I am in this world, I am the light of the world. God bless you.